temperatures in the mid-60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, March 23rd, 9 to 5. Sunday, March 24th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday and Sunday, March 23rd, March 24th, at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice.
And welcome. It's a happy Friday. And James Brown said, I feel good. And after we talk about this today, we might feel good. We have a special show today. This is Susan Bernecker with Health Connections on WGSO. It's a new show. And we have a special RN with us today. Her name's Kelly Gallagher. We're going to explore CBD because a lot of people are confused about what is it, CBD. They think it's marijuana. They think it's all kinds of different things. I was doing a little poll of people all week, and yeah, they don't understand it. So we're going to talk about the different CBD products, but the differences between CBD, marijuana, hemp plant, all the confusion out there. And Kelly Gallagher is going to be with us, and she is a New Orleans native, even though she's still not here. She lives in North Carolina. At the moment, she's up in Colorado getting another degree. We're always learning. And she has been a RN for 30 years. And 8 of those years, she was a drug safety nurse. And she's done it all. She's worked with the baby. She's done home hospice. She's done it in 30 years. She's done it all as far as nursing goes. And I want to bring her on right now. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Susan. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you sound great. How are you today?
Doing great. I am in the middle of a winter storm, and I hear you have bad weather there, too, so it's amazing that we have a connection at all.
That's right. We don't want to jinx it. Yeah.
No, I know.
Listen, you had told me that you were a drug safety nurse. I want to know about that because I think that impressed you in your life.
Oh, it definitely did. For 8 years, I worked as a drug safety nurse, and my main job was to gather information from doctor's offices, clinical research units, about the side effects of medications. Now, many of them were clinical trial medications that they were trying to get approved for patients, but many were also post-approved drugs that had been approved by the FDA that were out on the market. And any time a patient is taking a drug and they have a side effect, they are required to report it to their physician, who in turn calls, one of the drug safety units to gather information, and we input all of this data in a program which generates a report, a formal report to the FDA, and they decide whether a drug has too many bad side effects. If the side effects are worse than the good it's doing for patients, they'll pull it from the market. And Susan, the thing that amazed me the most about this was, we would get complete histories on patients and all the medications they've taken in the course of their lives.
Wow.
And it was so sad to me that is where we go these days. You'll start out taking one medication, and then your doctor will prescribe you multiple medications to deal with the side effects of the first medication.
Right.
And it gets crazy, and so many people see multiple doctors. And even, especially when I did home health care, I would go in a patient's home and they would dump a bag of prescription bottles on the table, and they didn't know to stop one when a new one started, and they were wondering why they were having dizzy spells.
Yeah, didn't you find that very common? That's very common.
Very common, very common. And to be perfectly honest, I feel like you know, doctors these days are so busy, they hardly spend time with patients because they don't have a choice in the matter. They're getting them in, getting them out. They have waiting lists, and, you know, it's just crazy that that they're not more in tune with what's going on in the patient. And this is why it's terribly important for us as humans to be our own advocates and to, you know, we know our bodies better than anyone else. And yes, so we have to advocate. We can't just put it all in the hands of a doctor who's got too much on his plate or her plate to adequately manage our health correctly. And so working in drug safety, I was horrified by the number of medications people were on. And to be perfectly honest, I thought to myself, these people had to really be strong to start with, because these medications were enough in combination to kill a horse, you know?
Yeah.
So this is what got me really eager to research natural things that were out there. And so there are two main people I want to mention on this show that I learned a lot from.
Okay.
The first is Dr. Rachel Knox. Someone referred me to her YouTube. She's got a lot of videos on YouTube, but one in particular was a TED Talk called The Endocannabinoid System and the Revolution of One. And she starts, you know, from very basic teaching people that this endocannabinoid system is something that was discovered in the 90s in our body, just like we have the gastrointestinal system, the musculoskeletal system. But this system was never put in medical books. And she was horrified about this, because this system has more receptors in our bodies than any other system. It's significant. And
the receptors, meaning it triggers things, or
yes,
you sense
so
things.
Yes, and so this particular system in our body controls vital functions in our immune system, in our memory, and our sleep patterns, in pain sensation, mood, and even appetite. So it's a vital system in our body. And I know I've even heard doctors talking, and The Truth About Cancer is another docuseries I highly recommend people to watch, because it's got, I don't know, over 50 physicians that talk about the fact that we learn nothing about diet and nutrition in,
yes,
you know, medical school or nursing school. We learn nothing about that. And that is the basic. I mean, I know y'all heard, I think it's the title of the book, Let Food Be Your Medicine. I mean, it is so important what we put in our bodies. So we have to start there. But
yeah, you know, I think that's what happens with people. They get all these medicines to take, and they think that is the answer. And then they continue to eat badly, which affects their systems.
Absolutely, yeah. So I love
your
show.
Both.
I love that you're spreading news so people can make informed decisions about their own health. And so that's what I'm hoping to do today, to clear up the misconceptions about CBD. And, you know, the hemp plant. So Dr. Rachel Knox, like I said, her TED Talk is going to explain a lot for people who want to go find that and watch it. But she does talk about the history of the hemp plant and how I think it was back in the 40s, Rockefeller and Carnegie, you know, were big into pharmaceuticals and big pharma, and they made sure that holistic practices were done away with. They put heavy taxation. They even prosecuted prescribers, because there was a time when cannabis was heavily prescribed in this country because of its many health benefits. And so in 1942, it was pretty much written out of the pharmacopoeia. Now, that is a book that has all medications in it. And so it's so sad, you know, that...
Yes.
That hemp was done away with, and it was demonized to be related to marijuana.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to go to a quick break. I love what you're telling us. And we're going to be right back with Kelly Gallagher. And we're talking about CBD, the differences, the benefits, all the goodies. And we'll be right back. Susan Bernecker on Health Connections.
Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, March 16th and 17th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, March 16th and 17th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hi, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
Hello, I'm Cynthia. I invite you to tune in 4 to 5 daily, and please invite a friend or two. Y'all will take a tour with me of our town from 4 to 5 daily as we taste our town's cuisine, meet interesting business leaders in the marketplace, and enjoy encouragement and motivation from spiritual leaders and from fellow brothers and sisters in our community. This show is a voice for our town to speak. I welcome, encourage, and respect different voices and viewpoints. Call in to talk about our town 4 to 5 daily.
The fastest-growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
And we're back. You're listening to Health Connections with Susan Bernecker. You don't want to miss the rest of the show. If you're driving, when you get home, you can stream us at WGSO.com and just go to live so you'll hear the end of this. We are talking today with Kelly Gallagher, who is an RN for 30 years and has become pretty much a CBD expert in her experience and what she's doing today. And Kelly, we're back. And I just want to repeat something. Are you there?
I am.
Okay, good. We have a system in our body. They call it the ECS, which is the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of the processes that keeps our body balanced and keeps it running smoothly. And it really wasn't discovered till, like you said, in the 90s. And that's very important to the use of CBD.
It is. It is because our body has these naturally occurring receptors. And, you know, so our body soaks up CBD and it goes to work to benefit us for balance and homeostasis and, you know, mood and just so many different things. It just affects our body in such a positive way. And, you know, CBD is safe for everyone, including our pets, including babies. And, you know, cannabinoids are a naturally occurring substance in breast milk. So babies even get this in their diet if they're breastfeeding. And so it's safe for everyone. The second person I want to tell you about, because this is, I want to tell you a fact that he mentioned that I want to be sure and pass across to you. Dr. Jack Lamb, he is a board certified anesthesiologist and pain management physician in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I learned a lot from Dr. Jack because he even said when he was in medical school, he was horrified that the only thing they had to offer patients for pain management were addictive drugs, and that didn't set right with him. So he started doing his own research on cannabis and how that could benefit his patients. And of course, it was just recently passed, the farm bill that allowed hemp to be grown again in the United States. And Dr. Jack was all over that, and he literally helped his patients to get off of addictive drugs and to get onto CBD for chronic pain management.
That's great.
Stuff works, and he stands by it. But he's got a wonderful YouTube show entitled Dr. Jack Has Your Back, and he is funny. He's the cutest. He is from the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and he puts together videos that are like, you know, 8 to 10 to 15 minutes long and discusses everything you ever wanted to know about CBD and the endocannabinoid system. So it's very, very helpful.
That's great.
One thing that he mentioned in one of his videos is that the World Health Organization, otherwise known as WHO, had a report in 2018 that stated CBD has no negative public health effects. It's safe and well tolerated and has no abuse potential. It's not addictive at all. And of course, you know, many doctors are so brainwashed by big pharma, and even health insurances now, which dictate what they can and cannot prescribe. So it's not easy for you to get these sort of things covered with your medical insurance. A lot of it has to be out of pocket. I know I was able to get some products on my last insurance by, you know, your little health savings account. They would let me purchase some products that way. But, you know, yeah, and it's just really, really good. So, first of all, going to square one, the cannabis plants, there are different plants. One is a marijuana plant, which is very high in THC, which is that psychoactive component that gets people high. And then there's the hemp plant, which has less than 0.3% THC. These, you know, CBD products that are legitimate from companies that are third-party tested, organic, vertically integrated, meaning that they control the whole process of their products from seed to shelf. You know, you have to look into these things when you buy a CBD product, because there's something called white labeling that happens in this country. People say it's like the wild, wild west and a free-for-all.
Yes.
You know, gas stations, grocery stores, you know, everybody's trying to make a buck selling CBD products. But when these were tested, many of them, I think it was like 91%, had no CBD in them.
Oh, gosh.
You know, and people think, I've tried CBD, it doesn't work for me.
I've heard that.
Where did you buy it? It's very important that you buy an organic product. These white labeled products, a lot of CBD comes, about 80% of it in this country comes over from China, where the hemp plant is used to clean their air, their water, and their soil. So it pulls toxins out of the air, soil, and water. And, you know, when they send CBD over here to be white labeled and sold by any Joe Blow, it can actually do more harm than good in your body because you're ingesting these toxins. So, you know, when
so,
when
so
you're
what
ready,
are the what are the points we have to watch when we go to buy CBD?
Okay. Yes. So first you have to make sure that the products you purchase are grown in the USA because you do not want any toxins coming in from other countries.
Right.
You have to make sure that that they are produced in a way that doesn't damage the components of the hemp plant. So so it's called CO2 extraction is the best way.
CO2 extraction? Okay.
CO2 extraction because it's not a heating element. It's a cold process and it doesn't heat up and destroy the beneficial properties of, you know, the CBD.
Uh-huh.
So CBD stands for cannabidiol, and it is just one of about 180 cannabinoids that the hemp plant puts out. THC is only one of them, and like we said, if this is good CBD, it has the legal limit of THC, which is less than 0.03%, okay?
Okay.
And so you have to make sure that whatever company you're buying CBD from, it is third-party tested. This means that a company is testing their product for, you know, accuracy, that it's really organic, that it's it should have a QR code on any product that you take that you can scan, and it will show you that there's no pesticides in the soil.
Great.
You know, the soil's organic. It'll show you that if you're buying a broad spectrum or an isolate, that it has no THC in it.
Okay,
you know,
and I want to get to those forms in a second, but I want to make something clear that CBD is non-psychoactive. It's a cousin it's the cousin to marijuana without all that THC in it. And,
yes,
and that is
like
a confusion.
Yes, it's like the difference from grape juice and wine. You can drink a gallon of grape juice and you are not going to get high.
Right.
But if you drink a bottle of wine, you might get tipsy. So it's, you know, it's that sort of a category, okay?
So there's three forms, right? Three forms of CBD. There's the full spectrum, right?
So
and the broad spectrum, and the isolate.
Right?
And we're going to talk about that when we come back from the commercial break. Thank you, Kelly. We're talking with Kelly Gallagher. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to Health Connections with Susan Berniker right here at WGSO.
Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
This is Lenny Minutillo, chef and co-owner of the Happy Italian Pizzeria Restaurant and Catering in Harahan, home of the original meat sauce pizza and sesame-crusted muffaletta calzone. We have one of the Gulf South's unique granite conveyor pizza ovens, providing a crisp finish on our pizza pie. Our fresh doughs, classic and Neapolitan style, are made daily in-house using only spring water and organic flour. We have over 40 premium toppings, and choose from one of our 5 sauces and 6 different cheeses. Along with pizzas and calzones, we serve only fresh local seafood, eggplant parmesan, lasagna, ravioli, fresh pasta, daily specials, and local Louisiana favorites. Now, Wednesdays only, 50% off any bottle of wine from our list of over 65 to choose from. The Happy Italian Pizzeria, 7105 Jefferson Highway in Harahan. Open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday for lunch and dinner. Find us at happyitalian.com. Like us on Facebook and love us on your taste buds.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. It's a big day for the Louisiana State Police. The 103rd Cadet Class graduated 33 new troopers. Captain Nick Manali says the cadets began their journey nearly 6 months ago.
And throughout the academy, cadets receive training in various subjects, including crash investigation, emergency vehicle operations, impaired driving detection, fair and impartial policing, constitutional updates, advanced firearms, and leadership skills.
And President Joe Biden has already locked up the Democratic Party's nomination, and former President Donald Trump has secured the Republican Party's nomination. Secretary of State Nancy Landry still expects Republicans and Democrats will want their voices heard.
You know, it is kind of already in the bag, I think, but they still want to come out and vote and express their opinion on who they think the nominee should be.
Early voting for the March 23rd presidential preference primary begins Saturday. You're listening to Louisiana Radio Network.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource. Call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ryan Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ryan Richardson, every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ryan Richardson every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. New Orleans, let's have a conversation.
Tune in to Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
We're back. You're listening to Health Connections with Susan Bernicker right here at WGSO. And we're talking everything CBD with Kelly Gallagher, RN, and what I call is my expert in CBD. She's got a lot of knowledge about this. We might try to take some phone calls in a little bit from if anybody has a question at 504-556-9696. That's 504-556-9696. When we went to commercial, I was asking you about the three types of CBD that are available, because you'll see it on the bottle or the box. It says full spectrum or broad spectrum or isolate. What are those differences?
Yeah, so full spectrum is ideally the best to take. The way Dr. Jack describes it is it has the tiny bit of THC in full spectrum has an entourage effect, which enables your body to utilize all of the cannabinoids that are in full spectrum best. So, you know, like we discussed, the hemp plant has many cannabinoids in it. It's got CBC, CBD, CBG. CBD. Yeah, so many of them. And I wish I could show this to you. I have this perfect slide that shows what each of those cannabinoids does to benefit your body. But the CBD has the overall best, you know, benefits.
Okay, that's good to know.
And
full spectrum.
Yeah, and so full spectrum is ideally the best to take. However, we all know that certain jobs, such as, you know, law enforcement or hospital workers, they are randomly drug tested.
Okay.
And the tiny bit of THC that is in full spectrum, even though it doesn't have the same benefits of psychoactive properties as smoking marijuana.
And we got to make that clear. There's no psychoactive things going on with that.
Yeah.
Full spectrum.
However, that tiny 0.3% of THC that's in it could cause someone to have a positive drug test for THC.
Okay, so would they go to broad spectrum?
Yes, because broad spectrum has every other cannabinoid in it but THC. It's got zero THC in it.
Okay.
So anyone that is drug tested would be good to use broad spectrum CBD.
That's great.
And it has everything else in it to benefit them, except for the little bit of THC. And then, of course, the isolate is CBD only. So it doesn't have any other cannabinoids in it, only CBD. You know, it's still got great properties. It's an anti-inflammatory. It helps with digestion. It even has antibacterial properties. Many neurological properties like antidepressant, anti-anxiety, antipsychotic. It helps your immune system. It just helps with so many things. It even helps balance your blood sugar and blood pressure. So if anyone starts taking, you know, a good CBD product, they should mention it to their doctor if they are on blood pressure medications or anti-diabetic medications, because they will likely be able to wean down your prescribed pharmaceuticals, because this benefits you.
That is
and,
good to know.
You know, yeah, and there's no bad side effects. I mean, I know it's
That's
crazy.
That's what's amazing.
People think, yes, because when you go pick up your prescription from, you know, Walgreens or wherever, you know, it comes with a paper in there that folds out and lists like a million side effects to every medication. But CBD does not have that. And like I said earlier, it's not addictive. Literally, if you drank a whole bottle of full spectrum, it might make you sleepy, but it's not intoxicating. You cannot overdose on it. And so this is why it's safe even for children. You know, it's not recommended that you give children full spectrum. They would definitely get broad spectrum, because there's not been enough studies to know how the tiny bit of THC would affect a growing brain and body.
You know, I did see that the studies have been done. It's been approved for people with epilepsy and seizures.
Yes. Yes, Epidiolex. It's to treat seizures, and the FDA did approve that. It's a CBD isolate. And another thing that I learned about Epidiolex is that it was originally a Schedule I medication, which was the same as heroin or ecstasy, and it's been moved to a Schedule V, which is like Lamotil, an anti-diarrheal drug.
Oh,
so there's no harm in it whatsoever, because more and more studies have been done to prove the safety of this. And while we're on that topic, I just want to tell your callers that for any health concern, they can go to Google Scholar and put in CBD and a health concern, such as CBD and arthritis or CBD and Alzheimer's.
Oh, that's great.
Yes,
that's Google Scholar?
Uh-huh, Google Scholar.
Okay, and then they can put their condition in with the CBD,
yes.
And it'll tell them what it can do for them, whether it'll be, you know,
yes.
Eating, metabolism. Okay.
Yes.
That's great.
It pulls up any research that's been done on that disease state with CBD. So it's really good, you know, and they're doing more and more research, which I'm thrilled about. And I hope more and more physicians get on board with this.
Okay.
So prior to the commercial break, started talking about, you know, the difference between good and bad CBD.
Right.
And I have to mention Delta 8 and Delta 9, because these are very, very dangerous. And most of the hemp, pharmacies or hemp stores you go in will carry, you know, whether it's caramels or they carry, you know, candies, chocolates, whatever that are considered Delta 8s and 9s. Well, these are horrible for you, and Dr. Jack goes into great detail. They are synthetically made, and so the problem with them is that many of them contain heavy metals, lead and mercury.
Mm.
They have higher THC levels than permitted by law. These have been known to cause things like seizures and death. They're made in a lab and not from cannabis plants. So please beware, going into a hemp pharmacy, and steer clear of the Delta 8s and 9s. They are not good for you. The reason people like them is because you can feel immediate responses. However, it's not good. Because they can become toxic in your system if these heavy metals accumulate. So I just wanted to mention that.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. But before we go we got a few minutes before a commercial break, and we might take questions afterwards. Where do you get your CBD? I always like to ask the people who come on.
Yes.
I want to know what you buy.
No, absolutely. So I have partnered with a company called Green Compass.
Green Compass?
Based out of North Carolina. Yes. And it's based out of North Carolina. Their hemp plants are grown by sixth-generation farmers. It's organic. I mean, their soil is tested. It's literally USDA certified organic. Even though I have partnered with them as an independent advocate, I'm not a spokesperson for Green Compass.
Okay.
You know, everything that I'm telling you is from personal research and experience, because I've gotten so excited about this option to help people learn about the benefits, and just that, you know, pharmaceuticals are not their only option.
That's right.
I personally have so many testimonies of people that I've helped get off of pharmaceuticals, where they, like one good friend was on gabapentin for nerve pain, and she was experiencing horrible side effects. And she asked her doctor, and thankfully he was all on board. He goes, yes, let's do it. And so I helped her well, he helped her wean off of gabapentin, and I helped her to know what to start with in CBD.
Oh, and yeah, and that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And that brings me to another question about dosage.
Uh-huh.
So I think we're going to go to our break. We're going to talk about dosage when we come back, and we might take a couple of questions. And if you want to call us, 504-556-9696. You're listening to Health Connections with Susan Berniger and Kelly Gallagher. Everything CBD.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, a welcoming community, and a chance to go home again. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
Howdy, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
Hey, fellow patriots, I'm John.
And I'm Mike.
We're the Jambalaya Boys from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show.
Join us Friday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
God, family, and country.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Okay, we're back. Health Connections with Susan Berniger. We're talking with Kelly Gallagher today, everything CBD. We're really finding out a lot of good information today. I love the way you have given us so many places to go and look up things like Google. What is it called?
Yeah.
Scholar.
Google
and we
Scholar.
Can put in our condition and see what the CBD do for that. And then Dr. Jack, I got you back on, that's on YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, and he's got great stuff too, and also Dr. Rachel Knox on TED. I'm so glad you gave us all this information. Okay, so we now know CBD is not psychoactive like some people think.
That's right.
It is only the cousin to marijuana.
That's right.
It's not the sister or brother.
It's the mild-mannered cousin.
Right, the mild-mannered cousin. And it comes in full spectrum, broad spectrum, and isolate. And being that full spectrum is the best, but if you're tested on your job, maybe you shouldn't take that one. You should take the broad spectrum, right? Second best.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Now, I want to talk about, and I don't know if you can, about dosage.
Yes. So the way to go is low and slow. So when you first start taking CBD, you know, we have bottles of the oral tinctures, which you hold under your tongue and let it absorb sublingually. You hold it under there for, you know, 60 to 90 seconds. And so when you start with that, we have 500 milligram bottles. They're all 30 milliliter bottles. We have 750, 1,000, and 2,500. But, you know, the way to go is to start low and slow. So you would start with the 500, and depending on what you're taking it for, depending on your tolerance for medication, because some people take no meds and they have a very low tolerance, so they would start with perhaps a fourth or a half of a dropper full, you know, and work their way up until they've achieved the status that they would like. So, you know, a bottle could last someone anywhere from 1 month to 4 months, depending on the dosing that they are taking for whatever condition they're trying to, you know, work with. So, you know, we're supposed to say at Green Compass that, you know, CBD doesn't heal, treat, or whatever, but the testimonies tell all. I mean, like I started to tell you before, I have countless testimonies of people that have been able to take CBD and get off of meds where they were having, like, all the side effects. And, you know, the fact that it's not addictive, that you can't overdose on it, it's just, to me, a no-brainer that you would want to try this to see how your body responds to it.
And before we...
And, you know,
I wanted to get where they could get the Green Compass CBD, because that's what you're involved with. And before time, where do they go? What's the website?
So I have a website with Green Compass, and it's kelley2020.greencompassglobal.com, and that would pull up my website. And they can look around on there, see, you know, what's what. And if they have any questions, they can feel free to call me. I will do a consultation with anyone that wants to give it a try, you know, and do my best. And if they have questions that I can't answer, I will consult Dr. Jack. He's very approachable. Or someone, you know, we even have Facebook pages on the Green Compass Product Hub where they can read testimonials. And so,
I'm going to post that on my podcast page. So that'll be up all this week, and people can go to my podcast. It'll be this show will be up all week. And they can go there and look up that stuff there. Okay.
Perfect.
And you know what? Somebody right here in the studio has a question for you. Happens to be...
Okay.
Yes. Ron, do you have a question for Kelly?
Yeah, I'm the producer of her show, and I'm an avid marijuana smoker. And for the longest time, I didn't understand the difference between CBD and THC. So can you kind of explain that a little bit more?
I can. I absolutely can. So, yes, I do have customers who are marijuana smokers, and I say, great. You know, we still need you on this CBD because it has benefits that marijuana doesn't have. So I will tell you that. So THC, you know, helps with a lot. Obviously, it it's an appetite stimulant because people get the munchies after they smoke pot. And it helps with anxiety and things like that. But CBD has additional properties that are not in the THC, such as it's an anti-inflammatory. And like we talked about earlier, it helps balance systems, you know, in your body. So such as people dealing with high blood pressure or, you know, diabetes, if they start taking CBD, it helps to balance out those systems in their body, and they can literally go down on the medication that they're taking with their doctors.
And nothing really
so,
quick,
you know,
I was born with a cerebral palsy, spastic diplegia. My muscles are like really, really tight, and I walk with the abnormal
weight.
Yeah. So that's okay. One of the reasons why I do smoke to kind of relieve the pain. How would CBD
yes.
help me with that also?
Okay, well, I highly recommend that you take a look at that Dr. Rachel Knox TED Talk on YouTube that I recommended. She starts out with a patient, Jill, who is having, she's got Parkinson's, and it just shows how her Parkinson's medications do nothing for her. But when she takes, you know, the CBD, she can talk normally. She's not shaking. It helps with your muscles to not spasm. It helps, you know, just balance your musculoskeletal system in your body. So, yeah, Ron, I highly recommend that you give it a try and see the difference. You know, added to your THC, you're going to be amazed at what it does for your body.
Will do. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And also, yeah. Ron, if you go to Google Scholar and put in CBD, you know, and your disease, and just you're going to see the studies that have come up that show how it helps and benefits. And I'm excited for you.
All right, thank you. I'm going to be looking at some things and trying to figure some things out. So I appreciate it.
All yeah. right, and you give me a call if you need any help figuring it out. I'll be happy to talk with you and help you with that, okay?
Will do.
Oh, that's great. Okay,
right.
See, Ron, we got people in here getting involved in my show.
Hey.
I love it.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. I want to give that information out again. Kelly Gallagher, and we're going to put her information up on my podcast, which will be there all week. With her website and her phone number. She's actually putting her phone number out there. And if anyone wants to get in contact with me about the show, you can get me at Susan. It's very simple. Susan@WGSO.com. Susan@WGSO.com. I want to thank you, Kelly. We just flew through this.
I know.
Fast.
I have so much. I'd
thank
love
you
to talk
so
about
much.
So,
I'll,
yes.
I'll have you back. I'll have you back. So listen.
Absolutely.
And next week I have Dr. Kashi Rai, integrative medicine. She does her medical and her alternative together, and she's going to be on next Friday. That's going to be fun. Okay. Well, you'll love her. You've been listening to Health Connections, new show here on WGSO every Friday at 5:00. And we'll see you next time, next Friday.
Looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.